off the ball. Rugby.
Have you been in Crowbar before?
2009. Leicester are lucky to be blessed to be given us. We're going to play there next year, hopefully, with the
Leicester. But GA is shite.
GA is shite.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Leinster keep changes to a minimum for their URC date with the Ospreys. We have team news as well from Munster, Connacht and Ulster. And Toulouse could lose Santiago Chocobares for their Investec Champions Cup final with Leinster. First up today, Cian Healy will spend a 19th season in blue. The Ireland loose head is the latest player to commit their future to Leinster. Healy won't, however, be involved in tomorrow's URC fixture with the Ospreys at the RDS. Another of those players signing extensions this week, Michael Milne, will provide cover for Andrew Porter off the bench instead. Leo Cullen promised after the Champions Cup semi-final win over Northampton that he'd field strong sides in the URC from here on out, and he's been true to his word. He does make five changes to the side that started at Croke Park last week. One of them is at hooker, with Ronan Kelleher starting and Dan Sheehan on the bench this week. Jason Jenkins replaces Joe McCarthy in the second row, and at open side flanker, Will Connors returns in place of Josh Van der Fleer. There are two alterations among the backs as well that see hat-trick hero James Lowe replaced by Jimmy O'Brien, and Luke McGrath comes in for Jamison Gibson-Park. Despite the way he hobbled out of last week's game, Kieran Frawley is fit to start at full back. Leinster are looking to regain top spot in the URC this weekend after their disastrous trip results-wise to South Africa. Will Connors says they can't take the Ospreys lightly, however.
Yeah, look, I think that is the challenge. You know, they're working hard to get up to that top eight, but just as we're working hard to get home qualification, so yeah, there's a bit on the line for both of us. I think you look at the game, their two games over in South Africa, that Stormers game, I think Stormers probably wouldn't have seen them coming as well as they came, and that is the thing. When you look at players, you have like Tipperick there, like, you know, he's been a stalwart for Wales through the years, and I think as that's the kind of quality that we're coming up against. So, you know, I think building on from maybe the mistakes and whatnot that we made against Northampton, trying to kind of impose our game on Ospreys is important. But look, we're delighted to get back to the RDS, and I think, yeah, it'll be great crack.
So that Leinster team will have Kieran Frawley named at full back. Jordan Larmour starts on the right wing, Jimmy O'Brien on the left. The centre partnership this week is Jamie Osborne and Robbie Henshaw. Ross Byrne starts at half this week, partnered by Luke McGrath in the halfbacks. In the front row, it's Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Tadhg Furlong. Ross Maloney partnered this week by Jason Jenkins. Ryan Baird starts at blindside flanker, Will Connors, as we mentioned, on the open. And Caelan Dorris will captain the side, winning his 80th cap for Leinster. The replacements are Dan Sheehan, Michael Milne, Thomas Clark, Jack Conan and Josh Van der Fleer. Gibson Park, Charlie Natai and Tommy O'Brien are named on the bench. Munster make two changes for tomorrow's derby with Connacht at Thomond Park. Alex Nankivell and Sean O'Brien start together in the centre for the very first time, with the former replacing Antoine Frisch. Craig Casey comes in for Conor Murray at scrum half. Connacht, for their part, make five alterations, three of them enforced. The injured Dennis Buckley, Cian Prendergast and JJ Hanrahan are replaced by Peter Dooley, Paul Boyle and captain Jack Carty. Elsewhere, Byron Ralston comes in on the left wing for John Porch, and Oisin Dowling takes Gavin Thornbury's place in the second row. Munster have lost all four of their interpros so far this season, and defence coach Dennis Leamy hopes they can put that right tomorrow.
Yeah, we're aware of that, obviously, that you know, we haven't won this year in an interpro, so that's definitely in the back of our minds. But again, it's about, I suppose, putting that to one side and understanding the process and all that. So that definitely is there. It's a big challenge. Interpros, derbies, they throw up their own little bits and pieces and around that, and the pride in that. So again, it'll always be a tough game against Connacht, and you know, they're so well coached, they're really well put together, and you know, they're a team that you know, are going to be right up there when everything is said and done. So again, a great challenge for us, as I said earlier. And we've huge respect for what Connacht will bring.
For their part, Connacht are looking to take another step towards the playoffs tomorrow. Flanker Conor Oliver was asked if that adds more pressure to an interpro scenario.
Most games now are must win. We've been in this position before. Like, you know, I think as a team, when these pressure situations come, I think we react very well. So there's always a lot of pressure, look, like when it's playoffs and stuff like that, like when it gets this time of the season. I think every team in URC is feeling this year, and look how tight the table is. So a little bit of added pressure, but for us as a team, like you said, we're just going to have to take it game by game and then come back in on Monday after each game and kind of reevaluate where we're at and where we're sitting.
So the teams for that derby at Thomond Park tomorrow, firstly we'll start with Munster, and at fullback for them will be Simon Zeebo once again. Calvin Nash and Shane Daly are keeping their places on the wings. Alex Nankivell, as we mentioned, partnering Sean O'Brien in the centre. Jack Crowley and Craig Casey are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer. Orgie Snyman is alongside captain Tyke Byrne in the second row. Peter O'Mahony starts at blindside. Alex Kendellan continues on the open. Jack O'Donoghue is named at number 8. For their part, Connacht will start with Tiernan O'Halloran at fullback. Shane Jennings and Byron Ralston are on the wings. Tom Farrell and Bundy Aki are in the centre. Jack Carty captains the team from out half, partnered this week by Matthew Devine. Peter Dooley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam are the front row for Connacht. Joe Joyce and Oisín Dowling in the second row. Seamus Hurley-Langton will start at blindside flanker. Open side is Conor Oliver and Paul Boyle is at number 8. Ulster are another team who need to keep winning if they're to stay above that crucial dotted line bisecting the table. Richie Murphy's side are in Wales tomorrow afternoon for a date with the Scarlets. Rob Balakoon is replaced on the right wing by Ethan McElroy in the only change to their backs from the win over Benetton 2 weeks ago. Rob Herring returns at hooker with Tom Stewart dropping to the bench. Behind him, Kieran Treadwell comes in for Harry Sheridan, and the other changes are in the back row with Cormac Izachukwu and Nick Timoney in for Dave Ewers and Ruben Crothers. So Ulster will start with Mike Lowry at full-back, winning his 100th cap for the province. Ethan McElroy starts on the right wing, Jacob Stockdale on the left. In between them, the centre partnership of Will Addison and Stuart McCloskey. Billy Burns and John Cooney is the unchanged half-back pairing. It's a front row of Eric O'Sullivan, Rob Herring and Scott Wilson. Kieran Treadwell and captain Alan O'Connor are in the second row. Cormac Izachukwu starts at blindside flanker. On the open, it's Dave McCann. Nick Timoney is named at number 8. And the replacements for Ulster tomorrow, Tom Stewart, Andrew Warwick, James French, Harry Sheridan, Ruben Crothers, Nathan Doak, Stuart Moore and Dave Ewers as they go with a 6-2. Toulouse could be without Santiago Chocobares for the Champions Cup final with Leinster later this month. The centre has been cited for a dangerous tackle on Harlequin centre Luke Northmore during last week's semi-final. Chocobares had only been brought on as a replacement for Paul Cost moments earlier. The Argentine international will learn of his fate on Wednesday, 10 days before that final in London. And finally, reports in France say James Coughlin is set for a return to the game at Biarritz. The former Munster and Poe number 8 has been out of rugby, having been part of the Toulon coaching ticket that helped them win last season's Challenge Cup. L'Equipe say Coughlin is being lined up to be named director of rugby at Biarritz. The Basque club, though, have had a season to forget so far in the Pro D2 and are still not mathematically safe. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening and have a brilliant weekend.